Determining who has the right and who doesn't is very hard. Sometimes what you see is right and what you hear isn't right. Unfortunately, many of us not only don't comply with this, but sometimes in order to have the right for ourselves, we come up with strange rules. Honestly, has it ever happened in a fight that we've given the right to the opposing party, even in our own mind? Now, if you don't want to say it here, then don't. But even if it's just for one time, when you're thinking about it by yourself, give yourself an honest answer. If you're able to be honest, then you're really the best. You're one of those people that gives hope for a better world.
Now, what's the occasion for this party?
You can't really call it a party. It's just a dinner with everyone. It's just an excuse for us to be able to thank the people around us for all their kindness and to make our relationship a bit closer and friendlier, especially with Shiva, which, as you know, she's still...
Yeah, I understand. You know, it takes a while for Shiva to get close, but if she does get close to you, then no one compares to her in terms of kindness and compassion.
I already know that. She's got the right. So you'll come, then?
Definitely. Why wouldn't we?
That's really great. Listen, darling, do you want me to stay so that I can help you clean up a bit?
Not at all. Thanks anyways. I've got nothing to do today, so I'll clean everything up by tonight.
All right. Where is your aunt at?
She's in the indoor patio.
Hello, how are you? I hope you're well.
Hello, I hope you're well.
Oh, wow, are all these paintings done by Nima?
Yes, I'll put it in a famous gallery and it'll explode like a cannon. I'm sure that child is a genius. I'll make him internationally famous. Look, what do you think of this?
This is something that looks like a combination of an owl and a person.
Oh, no way, it's a combination of a person and an owl, huh?
You're saying the same thing as I did. What's the difference?
Oh, no way, there's a difference. It makes a big difference which one you say first. You say animal first, it means one thing, and if you say person first, it means something else.
I see. So what does it mean?
Look, when you say animal first, then you've made the animal more important. When you say the person first, then you've made the person...
more important. I see now.
Oh, no way. I know you didn't understand. You've made it less important.
Now, how can you be certain that this is the way Nima looks at it?
I'm sure of it. It's been some time that I've been monitoring him. I'm telling you, that child is a genius. Look, he has got a theory. He says there's an animal in every person.
No.
Yes! Yesterday he told me my animal!
Oh, no offence! But what are you?
A zebra!
Oh, how cute. The one with the stripes or one of the Iranian ones?
The really beautiful ones with stripes.
Oh, that's so cute. I love those beautiful ones with the stripes. That's the reason why I like you so much. Of course, I hope you don't misunderstand.
Not at all, don't worry. After all, we all have an animal.
I don't want to take up too much of your time. I just came here to invite you to come over to our house on Thursday night. It would make us happy.
All right, just don't think because I'm a zebra you can put weeds in front of me.
No, you can rest assured. But tell the zebra within you that later on, maybe in a little while,
how can I help you?
And I'll entertain it.
Oh, it's you. Yes, come inside.
Who was it?
Shahram's former wife.
Oh, wow. I'm leaving. Goodbye for now. Wow, there's a lot of comings and goings here.
Why did she have to come right now?
Hello?
Hello, are you well?
I'm fine, thank you. Excuse me, you are?
I am their tenant. I'm not the person that you think I am. Come inside. Please, come in.
No, thank you.
If you'll excuse me.
Shiva's gone out. I think she went shopping.
Mm-hmm. Has Shahram rented out the apartment?
Yeah, it's been about a week.
So where is he living then?
Right here with us. Me and Aunt are in one room and Shahram and Marzia are in the other room.
Why did he rent out the apartment? Is it hard for them like this?
Actually, you can't call it renting because he's not getting any money out of it. You know, Shahram is a very generous man. He's made it harder for himself in order to provide shelter for a couple.
Shahram.
You say that in a way as though it's very strange for Shahram. Yes, Shahram.
Well, yes, of course it's not strange that you got divorced. You don't know him. You don't know him.
I don't think anyone knows your nephew as well as I do. Now, anyway, I didn't come here to prove anything to you. Shadi, dear, could you please give your brother a call? I need to talk to him.
Well, why don't you call him yourself?
Well, I'm sulking with him, and last week when he brought Mazir over, well, we got into a little argument.
Excuse me, but why do you still get on his nerves? He could only divorce you once, and he already did.
In fact, he's decided to start everything all over again. He's asked me to marry him.
Shahram?
Mm-hmm.
Shahram?
Yes.
No. No, that's impossible. I know Shahram very well. It's not possible for him to make the same mistake twice.
Yes, I agree. Usually he continues to make the same mistake forever.
So why didn't he continue with that life?
Because that was my mistake, and I don't continue making the same mistake. Anyhow, Aunt, I didn't come here to argue with you. My SIM card is burnt out, and since it's in Shahram's name, I can't go and get a new one. He has to come over so that we can go together to get one. I won't disturb you any longer. I'll wait outside until he gets here.
Oh, why outside? Sit right here and he'll
be here soon.
No,
thanks, darling. I'm not in the mood for snide remarks. If you'll excuse me, Aunt.
Oh, man.
Take care.
Aunt, why did you do that?
Oh, what did I do? Have you forgotten what she did to Shahram? She ruined his life.
How do you know Shahram didn't ruin her
life? I know Shahram better. You've only seen half of Shahram's life, but I've seen all of it. He's so clumsy, he's not even capable of making anyone suffer. Ah, why are you making me talk about this? Go call a cab so I can take these paintings. Hurry up, huh?
Hello, Shiva, dear.
Oh, my.
I'm sorry. Did I scare you? Hello.
Hello, my dear. No, what are you doing here? Why are you in the stairway? Shahram took the kids to the amusement park. He promised Mazira if he got a good grade that he'd take them and buy them whatever they wanted.
What grade did he get?
He got a B+.
That's great. Are
you
serious? Yes,
our child studies a lot. Shahram's put in a lot of time with him. He struggled a lot. You didn't tell me why you were sitting outside. Weren't Shadi and them home?
Yes, they were.
Well?
But just like always, Aunt Mabube made so many snide remarks at me that
no.
I preferred to go and sit in the stairway.
For goodness sake. That's just how Aunt Mabube is. I really don't know why she's so sensitive about Shahram. Believe me, even if Shahram commits murder, Aunt Mabube would think the victim's family is to blame.
Yeah, I know.
What would you like me to bring for you to eat?
Nothing, thank you. I don't want anything.
Well, then let me wash this lettuce, and like old days, we'll have some lettuce with oxymel.
Thank you very much. I really miss the good old days.
So what brings you around here? You never come here anymore.
The truth is, Shiva, my SIM card burnt out. And it's not in my name right now. It's in Shahram's name. He has to go and get a new one for me.
It's still in Shahram's name?
That's right. I've told him 100 times that he should go and put the SIM card in my name. But he doesn't do it. You know why? It's so that he can get printouts of all my calls and see who I talk to and when I talk to them and how long I talk to them for.
Oh, he does? What's it got to do with him? Just go and buy another SIM card.
I do have another SIM card. That's the SIM card that I use all the time.
You're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
What's your life got to do with him anymore? Why do you allow him to interfere with you?
Shiva, we're talking about Shahram here. You think he understands these things? Every time I say something to him, he threatens me and says he won't let me see Mazyar anymore.
Still? Really?
Yes. Do you see how miserable I am, for goodness sake? In order to see my own child, I have to put up with such hardships.
Sabida, I swear on my mother and father's graves. If he tries to do such a thing one more time, I'll go to him, break my promise and...
Shiva, you can never do such a thing. Not you or anyone else.
Well, it's just not fair. It's not right like this.
Yes, it's not fair, but my concern is Mazyar. If my fight with Shahram enters such a phase, then the only person that will be hurt by it is that child. Otherwise, I'd love to do it. I'd be the first person to put Shahram in his place. The only thing you can do is be kind enough to do something for Shahram to agree to resolve this matter with the SIM card.
No, you don't need to worry. When he comes, I'll twist his ear and make him get your SIM card.
No, not just get the SIM card. He needs to put the SIM card in my name.
Well, you said he won't do it. Anyway, what do you want the title for? You can use your other line to call people, can't you?
Well, yeah, I call you with my other line, but the title's important. The title... I lied to you. Shiva, that's not the story at all. My SIM card didn't burn out. It's fine. It was one of those TV shows and it had a text message contest and I entered the contest with both of them. I mean, I took part in the contest with my SIM card and also Shahram's SIM card and I won. Guess what it was? A car. But what? With Shahram's SIM card.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Congratulations.
What congratulations? Do you think if Shahram finds out about it, what do you think he'll do?
You're right, I know.
Well. Wow, 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 wow. From now on, we'll have so much fun. I'll start up a league, a proper one, and we'll have a lot of fun.
You want to turn this place into a club?
This place will become a really cool hangout. Whoever's not feeling well in this building, they'll come here and feel better, then leave. You know what this place will become? The central cell of the building.
I love this feeling of yours, of always wanting to have the power and be in charge, Farcell.
Thank you.
Promise me that you'll always hold on to this feeling. I really like it that you're always thinking of advancing in life.
Sure, I can't promise. Is this in a good place now? It's not crooked?
No, it's good.
It's really great.
Can I come and throw one?
Yeah, come here, come here.
Well, well, well.
Here you are.
All right, which one should
hit? Double seven.
Double seven.
Double seven.
Double seven. One, two, three. Oh.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Good job. That was really great. Here, here's your prize. So tell me, what are you making for dinner for Thursday night?
Macaroni and Barbary rice with chicken.
Oh, that's really good. I've had a craving for it. Now, it's not a problem. Farzad bought 40 kilos of rice. If we get 2 kilos from him, that'll be enough, huh?
Yeah, that's more than enough. There's also macaroni.
Do we have any macaroni?
Yeah, I saw some of those colourful pretty ones at Shardy's house. We don't have oil, ground meat and chicken.
Huh? They didn't have any?
Oh, Farcell, it looks bad for me to go and get everything
no
from
way.
Them.
What's bad about it? They're family. We're not shy with them. Don't act shy with them. Then in the future, if they want something, they'll be too shy to come and get it from us.
Is that the kind of people they are? They're so cheeky that they'd come and get things from us.
Yes, Layli. What's wrong with it? If we had it and they wanted it and they come and get it, what's wrong with that? It's normal.
Here, you throw it.
Okay. What shall I hit?
Double one.
All right, double one in honour of my Layli. Ooh, look, if I'd missed it, I'd thrown myself out the window.
Not at all. Look what
you
did.
Wow. Now I have to go and bring the ping pong table from my dad's house and put it in the garage so we can
have
fun.
But there's already a ping pong table in the garage.
No way. That one's crooked. It's no good. I have to go and bring that ping pong table.
By the way, Sharam's ex-wife had come today.
She was here?
Yeah. She was a nice lady.
Yes, she's a really nice lady. That stupid Sharam never appreciated her. Go take a look around, and if she's still here, we'll go and pay her a visit. Back then, when she was with Sharam, I put them both to an awful lot of trouble.
Oh!
Don't you worry. No matter what it takes, I'll convince Sharam to put the title in your name.
Don't tell him what the story is, otherwise there's no way he'll ever do it.
No, in my opinion, you have to tell him the truth.
No.
What do you mean? How long do you want to walk on eggshells around him? You only live once.
Oh, he'll drag Mazir into it again. I just can't.
Sabida, I say that if he makes it hard again this time, you should be the one to drag Mazir into it. Come on, you're a mother. I understand what you're going through. It's true that Sharam is my brother. It's true. I know how much he loves his child, but you've got more of a right than he does. He doesn't have the right to threaten you like this.
Look, for now, just don't say anything, Shiva.
You sit right here. I'll be right back.
Shiva.
Hello. Hello, did you have fun?
Look what Uncle bought for us.
Hello, darling. Hope you're well. It's very kind of your uncle. Well, well. Sharam, why did you spend so much money?
What are you talking about? Today was the best day of my life.
Well?
My son's grade was a B+. I was so happy I could fly. I'm so proud of him.
Yes, it's obvious. You should be proud of him. He's got another surprise as well. Mazyar, guess who's here?
My mom?
Yes, she heard you got a good grade, so she came to see you. Hurry, go see her. She's waiting for you. Go on. Hurry up, darling.
Sepide has really come here?
Yes, come inside. I need
to
talk.
Why has she come here? What does she want?
Just come inside.
No, it's just, has she come to make up with me?
Why are you acting like a child? Is she your wife to make up with you?
Well, I don't know why she's gotten up and come over here. Look, did she tell you we got into a fight?
Yes, she did, and she told me.
She lied. She lied. She lied.
I don't understand.
Whatever she said, she was lying.
What?
Whatever she said, she was lying.
Hey, man,
she lied. I said she lied.
Come on. Shh, come in. Come inside. Hurry up.
Good job, darling. Good job. Your grades are so good. You've decided to become a doctor like your Uncle Farzad, right?
Mom, I want to become a surgeon.
What kind of surgeon?
Kidney surgeon.
I love you so much that you want to become a kidney surgeon. Children, what grades did you get?
A.
I got an A too.
You got an A? And you got an A too. So why aren't you happy?
Well, I always get A's.
Me too.
I promise Dad, from now on, I'll always get A's.
Oh, I love you so much. And God willing, you'll always get A's, my darling.
She really won? She won a car?
Oh, she's so lucky. What kind of car?
It's not one of those expensive cars. At most, it's 50, 60 million tomans.
Yeah, 50 or 60 isn't that much money. Hey, boss, it seems as though the motorbike doctor's doing really well. He's making a lot of money.
Is 50 or 60 million tomans a lot of money now? If it were 8 or 9 years ago, that would have been something. It would have been a lot. Anyhow, is it even ours for us to be arguing about
then
it?
Then whose is it?
It's probably yours.
That's right, it's mine. It was my phone line that won.
Oh!
There's no O about it. It was my phone line! What is it? Why are you looking at me like that? Am I saying something that's not
no,
right?
No, what you're saying is right. The way I'm looking at you isn't right. Come on, Sharam. How can you have the nerve to say such a thing? Because the phone line is in your name, the prize is yours?
That's right. It was my luck that my phone line won. Why didn't her phone line win, Sheba, dear? God has answered my prayers. You don't know how much I need that car. I mean, the money for it.
Sharam, are you joking or are you being serious? She's the one that took part in the contest.
With my phone line?
Sharam, it belongs to her.
Who bought it?
That's not important anymore.
Yes, it's very important. Man, I paid $1 million for that line, and that was 10 years ago when, as Sheba says,
Sharam,
the money had a lot of value.
Nonsense. You're getting on my nerves. You'll get up now and you put the line in Sepideh's name and come back. Go on, get up, go.
All right, you don't need to get angry now. I'll give her something too. I'm not a greedy person. Look, I will spend 20 or 30 to buy a role from a producer, and I'll play the leading role.
I couldn't believe it at all that Sharam was saying those things. At that moment, I was only thinking about what Sepideh had to put up with during the years she lived with him. Is it possible for a person to be so shameless and always think that he's got the right?
You don't like for your brother to have a car and play the leading role?
Like this? Like
don't
this?
Spit,
it's someone
man.
Else's
what,
money?
Someone else? It's my phone line that won. This is what I want to do.
Now
ah,
that it's like
pinch me,
this,
don't pinch me.
You have
don't
to,
interfere.
You have to do
their
it.
Brother and sister, they know
and
what they're
who's
doing.
Who's going to force me?
You should
good
be
thing you told me I could have broken down the door.
No, I said don't.
You
don't
have to do that.
I'm out of here.
Why do you only
you can
think
do?
Of yourself?
Don't
I didn't tell him I knew this would happen.
What? What's wrong with him?
Let
why are they fighting?
I don't care who he is. Don't you see what kind of person he is?
What's going on, Sheba? What's going on?
Nothing. He's being a jerk. He thinks that when human beings were created, God said Sharam's got the right unless the opposite is proven. Come on, let's go. Let's go.
She's the boss.
Go on, go inside.
Man, oh man.
Thing. Oh, she is so
yes,
angry.
Yes, hold on. Wait a minute. The door. What's going to happen? The door. She's really angry.
Sheva, dear, don't upset yourself so much.
I just don't understand. Sharam does some things sometimes. He says some things that don't make sense, no matter how you think about it. I mean, come on. Based on what do you think we should be getting the prize?
Yes. In my opinion, Sheva, Sharam is a really strange person. The way he calculates things is different from how everyone else calculates things. Yes, a nice, compassionate, kind-hearted person, but no person's without faults. No one.
Sheva, dear, now don't get too angry. I'll go and talk to him and I'll fix it. I'll take care of it, okay? I'll take care of it.
No, Fasad, sir, you don't need to upset yourself. Once Sharam gets something in that head of his, it'll never come out. No one can make him change his mind.
No, but Sheva, dear, this has nothing to do with the way
but
someone
it does.
Thinks. No, it doesn't. Look, this is a reality that he has to accept. He has to come to terms with it and actually look. For example,
go
Fasal goes and buys something and he gives it to me. And then what? For example, laundry detergent, huh? He buys it and he gives it to me and I scratch off the code, I fill out the form and I send it in and I win the raffle. Now, the thing that I have won, does it belong to Fasal or to me?
I paid money for it.
Now, that's not the point of it. Look. For example, now, let's make it a bit more complicated. Fasal buys it and gives it to me, and I give it to Sheva as a gift, and Sheva scratches off the code and sends it in, and then she wins. Then what?
No, Sheva won't scratch it off. Sheva throws it away. Then Shadi finds it. Then Shadi sends her a text
That's
message.
Right,
and
yes.
And whose phone does she use? For example, Aunt
yes.
Mabube's.
Yes, and even no. then, the phone line it's isn't cool. in Aunt's name. For example, it's in Sharam's name.
Oh, no, for goodness sake, not Sharam. If Sharam sees the SIM card, he'll say it's his. Never mind if it's actually in his name.
Yes, we have to completely delete Sharam from this
and
whole
now
thing.
There's,
For example, Aunt Mabubez just recently bought the line and hasn't put it in her name yet. Yeah, thank you very much.
So then who does the prize belong
Look,
to?
Then the person she bought the line from, in whose name it is, that doesn't belong to that guy either. It's in his mother's name, and all of them are selfish and arrogant, just
oh,
like Sharam.
Oh, if it's like that, then only a court could resolve the matter.
Thanks a lot. We had an equation with two variables and we couldn't solve it. Now you keep adding variables to it.
No, Sepideh, there's no variable in this. I'll resolve it myself. Fasad, come with me.
Excuse me?
Don't forget to take these things with us.
Fasad, just think. The mother whose name that SIM card is in, she didn't have money and borrowed it from her brother.
I just don't get it. Did Sharam say it again? This is really too much. I can't believe it.
Yes, look, ever since this morning, I'm so angry.
In addition to not having any common sense, he doesn't have any sense of fairness or compassion. I just don't understand why he threatened her again.
I'm just worried that Sepide will eventually lose control and do something wrong.
Shh. Any money, and one day he was walking down the street. Then he suddenly sees an envelope full of money and he picks up the money. And then he goes...
What did you say right now? What does he want to do? Shiva, tell Sepide not to get involved in such a game. The only person that will suffer in all of this is that child.
He doesn't have the right to threaten her. Come on, that poor girl didn't commit a sin by giving guardianship of the child to him, for him to go every minute, everything that happens, and use the child to blackmail.
No, I know that, but I'm saying something else. I'm saying you shouldn't even enter that phase. I'm saying that if that child finds out the truth, he's going to be hurt, and Sharam will be hurt even more. You know that his life is tied to that child.
I know, Farzad. Come on, she's all alone. What can she do? Do you know how much the money for that car can help her out? Right now, her landlord told her she has to increase the deposit for her house.
Hey, I don't know what God should do with that Sharam. He goes and he takes a simple matter and he twists it around so much that even 100 scientists couldn't come and resolve it. They wouldn't even figure it out themselves.
Look, Farzad, I don't want that child to get dragged into this. I told Sepide that too. We just want to make an empty threat to him, but you go ahead and talk to him and see what you can do to make him back down so it doesn't get to that point.
All right. I'll do everything I can, but I don't know. I just hope things don't get to that point.
Now, come on, let's go. Let's go.
Fazel.
Huh?
So what did we agree to?
What we agreed to? Whatever you say, I agree with it. I'll be right behind. Yes.
Good job.
Look, Farzad, no matter what you do, don't give that example. While you were gone, me and Layli kept continuing of that example until we reached the previous generation. Do you know what the source of the money for the line was?
What line?
Man, the line you're talking about. I bought detergent and gave it to you and you gave it to Shiva.
Oh, you're still thinking about that example. No, forget about that.
Really? Look, do you know what the source of the money for the line was? It goes back to the previous generation, about 20 years ago, back when there weren't any cell phones yet. The guy had some land that he sold. Look,
man, no, just let it go. You're ready aren't you?
Forget it. Just make sure you don't give that example. I'll keep following up until I get to the Kacharan and Seljuk areas. It's just that, in my opinion, all right, they should divide up the money for the prize among everyone.
You mean Sepide's prize?
No, the detergent I bought and gave to you, then you gave
Get
to...
out of here, man! Come on! Shadi, dear, how are you? Is Sharam home?
Yeah, he's making plans for the money for the car. Someone called and Sharam said, yeah, he said to someone that he's got 20 million tomans, so they should go to the producer and get the role.
Oh, the crazy fool. Go on, you go ahead and go to our house. Go to Shiva and them. Get
All
going,
right.
come on.
I hope
go.
That he backs down.
Yes. Hey, come here. Where are you going? Where are you going?
I've got problems too. The fact that she's got problems is no reason for me to forego my rights.
Who said it's your right, Sharam? 10 years ago, you went and bought a phone line, a SIM card, and you gave it to your wife. It means that it belongs to her. You bought it for her. Now, at most, if she wants to be really nice, for example, all you can do is ask her for the money for the line, and even that's really bad. If I were you, I wouldn't do such a thing. Come on, be a decent person. After all, there was a time that she was your wife, and right now, she's the mother of your child. Just because she said no to your marriage proposal.
Oh. Well, who said that? I went and asked her to marry me again?
Now,
Did she say that?
It's not important at all. That's not important
at all.
No way.
In fact, it's very important. Right from the start, Sepide always made me look bad in front of other people.
No, come on, this isn't the way.
Look, now
Sharam,
that it's
just like
this, I'll never back
minute.
Down. I'd like to
now
see how she plans
me for
on getting
minute,
the prize.
Please. Come on, listen to me, come on. I say this isn't the way. You're making a mistake. The Sharam that I know isn't such an irrational and thoughtless person, is he? He isn't.
He is.
No, he really isn't. You really aren't that stupid. Now... 10 years ago, you went and bought a SIM card for a phone line and you gave it to your wife. 10 years ago, that means it belongs to her. Now, if she's gone and she's won a prize, come on, man. Look, for example, let me give you an example. For example, Fazel goes and he buys something. For example, he buys laundry detergent and he gives it to me. And then, for example...
No, wait. Don't give that example. Give another example.
Now, for example, he buys cooking oil and he gives it to me,
all right? Change it. Give another example.
Well, I changed it. Instead of that, I said instead of detergent, I said oil.
Come on, man. It doesn't make a difference. In the end, this will go back to that land again. I know
yes,
how
yes,
it'll
okay,
end.
Okay.
On
all
my
right,
life,
all right,
give
all
another
right.
example.
All right. Now, look, for example now, I'll give another example. Mm. Look, for example, Fazel went and he bought a car and he gives it to me so that I drive it and I can work with it. Now, is it right for him to, for example, to come and say that he deserves a share of the income from a car that I'm driving that's basically my car, isn't it? Is that right?
Yes, it's right. It's absolutely right. I've got the right.
But why would you have the right, my good man?
Oh, Fazad, dear. Well, the example you gave is regarding a partnership. I put in the money and you do the work. Well, I get a share of the income then.
All right, now I'll go ahead and give another example,
give
okay?
another example.
For example, Fazil's gone to the store and bought one of those DVDs and one of those exclusive TV series. He buys it and he brings it and they're invited to our house for dinner and at night together we're going to sit down and we're going to watch a movie. And we watch it. We watch the DVD and it stays at our house. All right? Then I go and scratch off the thing. That thing
barcode.
On the back. The barcode.
What?
I scratch it off and I send a text message and I won the raffle. And then would you come and say that it belongs to you? That the thing that we won, that it belongs to you?
It's obvious. In addition to saying that it's mine, I'd also be angry with you.
But why would you be angry?
Well, come on. I brought my DVD over to your house, and then you go and scratch it off and send a text message and win the prize.
Maybe it's that now. Maybe you didn't want to scratch it off and participate
in the
raffle.
Well, that's my own business. Well, what you're saying just isn't right. Now, give another example that's similar to this situation.
All right, sure. I'll give another example.
Give another example.
Listen to me. Look. Right now, I'll give an example. Look, For example, Fazel comes and he says he's got some money and... Well, for example, he doesn't want his wife to know about it. He comes to me and he says, hey, man, can I put this money in your account? And I say, go ahead. Now, it just so happens that my account is part of the raffle at the bank. And it wins. For example, it wins a car or something. Now, this car, does it belong to me or to him?
It belongs to Sir Fazel.
No, hold on a minute. It's Fazel, sir. Did you have any money in that account? What's the story?
Not even a single penny.
At most, I'd give you some money as a reward.
It's my account, and you just give me a reward?
Well, yeah. In that empty bank account, even if 10 years passed, you wouldn't win anything, is it otherwise? It was my money in the account. Besides, it was so much that it increased your chances and you won a car. Look, man, it's yours. It's yours. Would you have the nerve not to give me anything from that car? You'd take the entire car? Really, would you have the nerve? Look, we'll give another example. Let's give the example of the detergent. I bought a detergent and gave it to him, and he participated in the raffle and won. So now tell me, who does the prize belong to?
Don't bother yourself so much. It belongs to me.
Men, forget about it. He won't be convinced at all. I bought the detergent, then you participated in the raffle, and he says the prize belongs to him. You're wasting your time giving examples for him. He's sulking. Was it worth it? It's me. Did you get upset? What happened? Hey, man, forget about it.
No. I'm actually very happy. Didn't we stand right here for 2 hours before we went in there? I told you to agree with everything I said, and you said, all right, like this?
But how can I agree with something irrational? We didn't go to ruin ourselves. We went there to convince the guy. Were those examples you were giving? What were all those things you were saying?
It's all your fault. If you'd let me give that first example, the one about the detergent, it would have been all right over there.
I promise you that if you'd given the example of the detergent, which had 700 people laying claim to it, he'd still say it's his. Hey, man, don't you see? I bought the detergent, you won the prize, and he thinks it's his.
Get out of here, man.
Don't upset yourself so much. Forget about it. Relax. Relax. Don't upset yourself.
There's a cramp on the left side. Come on. If I'd said the detergent, it would have been all over and done with by now.
Forget about the detergent.
The last remaining shot that we had was Aunt. I told Aunt about the situation and I asked her to talk with Sharam. Even though she's not that much older than we are, because of the reverence and respect that we all have for her most of the time, we don't say no to what she's saying. Especially Sharam, because he knows how much Aunt loves him.
What can I say? I can't be unfair. Sharam is making a mistake, yes?
Good for you, Aunt. That's what we're saying too.
All right then, I'll go and talk to him. I'll tell him to sell the car and give something to Sepideh too.
Give me something?
Oh, Aunt.
All right now, I'll tell him to sell the car and give half his money to Sepideh. What is it? What? What can I tell him to give to Sepideh? Well, the child's got problems of his own.
Why don't you not say anything at all? What a thing to do. He'll say no to you.
So what am I supposed to do now? You don't want half of it?
Unfortunately, our last remaining shot was a blank, and we didn't get anywhere. People whose job it is to judge matters, they really have a heavy responsibility. Especially if one side of the argument is an acquaintance or a relative of the person doing the judging. That person has to be fair and impartial so that they don't let their emotions interfere in their judgment and the final decision. Because if it interferes, then it will be a great betrayal to the person who's got the right. Anyhow, we don't have a choice. I convinced Sepide to finally drag Mazier into the middle of it because I was sure that Sharam would back down that way.
You can't take Mazier away from me.
Oh, she's his mother. If she wants to, she can take
and
him.
And I'm his father.
Hey!
Well, I have been a father to him. I raised him. If his father were alive, he wouldn't have loved Mazier as much as I do. Anyhow, we all made a promise not to let Mazier find out about this matter. You can't go back on your promise. That's not fair.
How is it that you can be unfair, but we can't?
Man, why are you fanning the flames in all this?
It's because someone has to teach you.
My dad already taught me enough.
No, God rest his soul, but he didn't do it the way that he
all
needed
right.
to.
That's enough. That's enough. Don't fight. Don't fight with each other. I don't want the two of you to fight over this matter at all. Listen, Sharam, do you realize what you're saying to me is unfair? That you're being a bully? I understand how much you're attached to Mazier. That's why when we got divorced, I gave you guardianship over him and I listened to your request.
You did that because of Mazier himself. He needed to come and be raised by me.
Oh, you're really being unfair, Sharam, really.
No, he's absolutely right, Shiva. I did it because of Mazier. I also did a lot of other things because of Mazier that Sharam doesn't know about. And right now, it's exactly because of Mazier that I want to do this. Sharam, I don't want you to raise him anymore. And I especially don't want him growing up to become an unfair bully like you.
When have I been like that? When have I ever said such things to Mazier? Right from the start, I told Mazier to be rational. If anyone gave him anything, to thank them, to not be a bully. I told him all these things.
Our dad told you all these things a million times. Besides, he would also do the things that he talked about. Poor Mazier, the person giving him advice, doesn't even do the things that he says himself. How will he end up? It's better he lives with his mother.
Why are you blowing it out of proportion so much?
Look, Sharam, you'll forget about that car and give me the money for it. Otherwise, I'll tell Mazier everything. I'll grab him by the hand and take him out
you
of this
can't.
House.
You can't. I've got guardianship over him.
No way. When I prove that you're not his real father, your guardianship will be cancelled.
Sharam, have you really threatened Sabida and said you won't let her see her child?
Huh. So that's what you're angry about, is it?
I'm angry about it. Of course I'm angry. You've got a lot of nerve. In the future, if me and Farzad get divorced and he said such a thing to me, I would never forgive him for the rest of my life.
I won't sign anything over to anyone. And I won't let anyone take my child from me.
Is that your final word?
It is!
Sharam!
Look, I promised to give 20 million to a producer and he set aside a good role for me. I need the money.
You know what it is? Ever since I've known you, you keep giving money to this producer and that producer for them to give you a role. Instead of all that, you should have gone to acting classes and spent 2 years learning how to act. It would have gotten you somewhere by now. You should expect a summons from the court.
Mazier is one of the secrets Goodbye. We have in our family, and all of us were committed to keeping this secret. So much so that even our closest relatives don't know about it. Sepide had gotten married when she was 18 years old, and when Mazier was 1 month old, his father, meaning Sepide's former husband who worked in an oil refinery, lost his life in a fire. A few months later, Sharam saw Sepide somewhere and he fell in love with her and he insisted that mom and dad have to go ask her for her hand for him. When dad found out about Sepide's previous marriage and Mazier, he was extremely opposed to this marriage. But his opposition didn't get anywhere and ultimately he gave his consent to the marriage. But based on Sharam's request, because he loved 10-month-old Mazier so much, we all made a very solemn promise before the wedding, and our promise was that we'd never allow Mazier to find out that Sharam isn't his real father. And up until this moment, we've been so committed to our promise that we never talk about it, even when we're alone with each other. And right now, all of us love Mazier very much, especially Sharam, who has an extremely strong feeling of love towards him. But it came as a complete surprise that he was willing to let him go over 50 or 60 million tomans. The next day, the group that was handing over the prize came, along with a camera crew, to give Sharam his prize.
What is it? No, man, go practice, go practice. Go. Keep practicing. Go on, don't stop. You know, you used the law of attraction so much that a camera crew is finally coming to your house to give you a prize. Good job, good job. Oh, they're here, they're here. Look, 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 they're here. Hurry, 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 hurry. Answer it.
Yes, hello. That's me, Jaban Baksh.
What's wrong with my voice? Yes, let's do it again. Sure. I'm sorry.
Oh, wow, wow, wow. And you're supposed to be an actor. Say it naturally. Hurry, hurry. Pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. Hurry up.
Who is it? Hello? That's me, Charam Jaban Bakh.
Sepideh is right. During all these years, instead of trying to improve his acting, Shram was always trying to become an actor through pulling strings and paying bribes.
Come on!
My dad was right. One of the things he was always worried about was Shram. He would say, if one day I die, how is this child going to be able to take care of himself?
Cut, man.
But despite all of that, Shram is one of the kindest men that I know.
So strangely. Just relax. You're just supposed to be a little bit happy.
Wow, 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 wow. Is he even able to act naturally?
The love that he has for Mazyar is very strange, considering the fact
Hello.
That he's not his real father.
You have
it was strange for me that he was willing to let Mazyar go now, but I believed from the bottom of my heart that he wouldn't do it.
Go inside and come back out again. Just relax, we'll do it again. We're doing it again.
If I ask you a question, will you get upset?
No.
On my life, don't get upset, or else I'll get upset.
No.
Have you really studied acting?
Yeah, man.
On my
yeah,
life,
I
you studied acting.
I have a bachelor's degree in acting.
Yeah.
Acting and performing.
Uh-huh.
They're wow, amateurs. Wow, wow. The guy doesn't even know who Al Pacino is.
Wow. Go on. Go on.
In the name of God, I want to say hello to all the viewers out there. I am Shahram Jaban Baksh, and I wanted to say that, in reality, this prize isn't mine. It belongs to my ex-wife, and I want to say right here that this prize, I respectfully give this prize to my former wife, Miss Sepideh Shakiri.
Shiva? Shiva, dear? Shiva? Shahram gave the prize to Sepideh.
Are you serious?
Believe me.
Wow. Yes, I knew it. Gosh, wow.
Yeah, he handed it over to her with both hands, very respectfully.
Farzad, I knew it. Look, believe me, I had sworn that if he didn't do it, I'd never talk to him for the rest of my life. Oh, goodness.
Thanks a lot. Thank you very much. Thanks a lot. Goodbye. Take care. Goodbye. Hey, man.
Take care.
Goodbye.
Congratulations
Take care.
To you.
It's
Take
very
care.
Kind of you. Thank you very much. God bless you. Hey, man.
Goodbye.
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 Take care.
You're welcome.
Thank you
Goodbye.
Very much. Thanks a lot.
Oh, Dad.
Hey, man. If it's too heavy,
no,
I'll bring
thanks.
It.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Take care.
Thank you.
Come back again. Oh.
Dad.
Hello. Hello, son.
Hello.
I personally admire such a man. These days, you don't find a lot of men who would accept someone else's child and have such strong feelings for him. I wish they could put aside some of their differences of opinion and their hard feelings and once again start a new life with each other.
It's really hard to judge in a matter like this. Basically, judging who's got the right and who doesn't is really hard to do, but I have to applaud this man and woman for having chosen the best path.
In my opinion, many other people in your place would have taken the side of their brother. It's really great that there are still people like you who can deal with a matter like this without being prejudiced. I really applaud your intelligence.
It's been several months since I found out that I'd lost my mother when I was a baby, and my stepmother, who I thought was my real mother, raised me. Even though when I first found out, I was really shocked. I very quickly came to terms with this matter. Because the love that I saw from my mother over all the years won't allow me to look at her as anything but my mother for even a second.
The Thursday of that week, based on the previous invitation, we all gathered at Layli and Fazl's house. Before, because of what happened between Shahram and Sepideh, I had decided not to attend this party. Because I still wasn't ready to accept Layli and Fazl, I didn't want us to become close all of a sudden. But I'm very grateful to Shahram for being able to go to Layli and Fazl's house and feel fine. Even though the ingredients for everything that was on the table was from us and Shadi, I have to confess that Layli's cooking was wonderful. Both her cooking and her talent as a host. I think I'm somehow making a connection with them. It's really something for me to be saying such a thing.
Here's a couple of radishes for you, my son. Tell me, do you want anything else? Then take this and go and eat your food with the other kids over there.
No, I don't like it over there. Let's go where we always eat food together. I'm going over there.
Go ahead, and I'll be right there.
You know where you should buy it from?
Where?
That place.
No, there's a better place.
Is there anything else you'd like me to go and bring for you?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Is there anything you want that I can bring
for
you?
Dad, it's really delicious.
I hope you enjoy it, my son.
It's really delicious.
It's terrific.
Thank you very much, thank you.
You definitely have to remember to have her make vegetable
kugel. Oh, does she make it?
Yes.
Really?
In fact, she just got some very, very fresh vegetables.
He thinks that we eat stale vegetables.
Yes, that was a snide remark.
No, it wasn't a snide remark.
Is everything all right? Are you having a good time?
How are you, Maziar?
I'm good.
Hope you're well.
Thanks. Have some.
I hope you're enjoying the food. Shahram, I wanted to talk to you for a minute. No, come with me for a minute. Come.
Go ahead and eat, and I'll be right back. Eat up. Eat mine too.
Shahram, I'm very grateful to you that you gave the car to Sepideh. You are very generous.
You really thought I wouldn't do it?
No, what does that mean? What do you mean?
Look, the whole thing was just about being stubborn. Sepideh said no to my marriage proposal, and I wanted to twist her ear just a little bit.
Well, maybe she doesn't want to live with you. Maybe for her it's not about being stubborn. Is what you did right?
Don't any of you think about the fact that Maziar is growing up without
a mother? Maziar isn't growing up without a mother. He has a mother.
Wouldn't you like for me and Sepideh to be together again?
Yes, but what's that got to do with it? That poor woman shouldn't have to always shiver with fear and struggle.
Let's say I made a mistake. I made a mistake. Didn't you make a mistake too? Why did you take Sepideh's side in the middle of all this? Why did you prepare to go to war against your brother?
Well, I made a mistake. What is it? What is it?
Shiva, it was a really nice car.
No,
all
you're
of
never
going to fit in it.
You'll never be fixed.
شب تو برکه خواب دستای تو آینه و آب پروانه ها روشونه تو خورشید و ما هم خونه تو تو قلبمون بارون گرفت شهر رو به هم زدیم تا اون بره رنگین کمون با هم قدم تو چشم من شیرین تره خواب تو از بیداری ها باید تو رو پیدا کنم تعبیر رویاهام دیدم یه شب تو برکه خواب دستای تو آینه و آب پروانه ها روشونه تو خورشید و ما هم خونه تو تو قلبم هم زدیم تا اون قره رنگین کمون